There you go, Dave. Always looking forward to the weekend, no matter when your weekend is. Some people's weekend started yesterday. Some people's weekends won't start until Monday. Let's just always have that weekend state of mind. You know, that it's great to get outside, get your vitamin D. You have got to get natural vitamin D. All these synthesized vitamins and minerals that we have to take now when we can still get them so naturally. It's the Monica J Show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada on 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk. Log on to 991fmtalk.com. That is for our poll question today. And of course, always the podcasts and interesting information. I'll be putting that hidden FDA report on my page as well, because you really need to go through that and see how you are being manipulated and intimidated to do what Governor Sisolak is making you do. Okay. Today's poll question honestly, with the NRA being sued now, should they just pick up stakes and head to Texas or another tax-friendly state? Hey, come on over to Nevada. Should they tell prosecutors to just go pound sand? Very interesting. A lot of people telling them to just go pound sand. 65% of those participating in the poll so far. 35% no. I voted no. Stick it out and fight. Members of the NRA, if you are truly involved and a member of the NRA, you know about Wayne LaPierre. And we get that changed by voting members, the board, and paying our fees. It's not up for Tish James to take it on, but, you know, we thank her for giving us some hard numbers. Now, instead of the NRA, go do the Clinton Foundation. Go do the Open Societies Foundation. Let's see how that is handled. Talk and text line, and thank you to Nissan of Carson City for sponsoring the poll question. Let's go to the talk and text line. Sam, I'm sorry you've had to wait so long. 884-9910. You want to talk about the BLM?
Yes, I do. I live on Palomino Street. It's the southern part when you come down out of the mountains into South Gardnerville. Probably be a big surprise to people to know that BLM's setting up right there. They're not waiting for tomorrow on Buckeye Street or anything.
Yeah, that's why they came. Yeah, that's why they came into town early.
Well, they're here. I just thought I'd let the neighborhood know. And we're all conservative right here on Ruinstroth is the name of the community here.
Okay, Sam.
Anyway, they're alive and well at the end of our street.
Well, Sam, I want you to be prepared because a gentleman in Seattle went out and told them to quiet down because he was trying to get sleep, and he got beaten down by these peaceful protesters, physically attacked. So I want you to watch your back and your neighbor's backs and be careful.
Well, I'll take that into consideration, and but I think I will go down there with my flag and show these people that there's two sides to every story.
Sam, thank you so much. And there will be people there to protect you. This is another email that I got that concerns me. This really concerns me. So this comes from somebody in the know. And I'm not sure about connections or anything like that, but they at least give me their name. So I take that a little. When I get names, I get at least a little bit more, you know, confident with the communications. Monica, just heard from a source I totally trust that the Clark County Emperor, you know who that is planning on being at the protest tomorrow, that he is bringing some kind of Gestapo police with him. Their mission is to mix with the BLM crowd and try to stir up conflicts with the local support, the citizens there, to get them to react. Then have them arrested by his stormtroopers. I live in Carson City and was planning to attend to support the sheriff, but was told by this source to stay away and take care of my own until we fully understand what will be going down tomorrow. We are trying to get a person close by videotape so they can videotape what will be happening. Not trying to stir anything up here, but thought this information was important and that you should know. Hope it is wrong and hope all goes well and peaceful tomorrow. You hope for the best and you prepare for the worst. You protect yourself in nonviolent ways. How do you do that? Same way that law enforcement is forced to protect themselves from violent criminals in nonviolent ways. If you live in Democrat-controlled areas. And that is, you don't walk alone. You stay in your crowd. Even if that's just go to the bathroom. And you carry pepper spray. Or for our folks who know how to live in the rurals, carry bear spray. Bear spray is stinky as hell, too. They want this. And I know you understand that. They want the civil unrest. They want the pictures of you doing wrong. Somebody was already trying to instigate it because on Facebook, they posted a story about a violent militia person being arrested. Yet if you go and you look at that story was from 5 years ago. That's funny. I thought people could change. Wasn't that the whole thing about George Floyd? Even though he was high on meth and resisting and had a criminal past as long as your arm. But he had changed, so he didn't deserve that. Yeah. It's all about stirring the pot. Let's go to the talk and text lines quickly. We've got them stacked up. Neil, you want to talk about lifestyles?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about new lifestyles. Like people think that this little bug is going to kill everyone. No, it will not. Okay, don't be scared about it. It's just a little bug. Like I heard on another place, news thing, I heard that they're going to shut down power and water in L.A., I heard. Did you hear about that one?
Yes, I did, Neil. Yes, Neil, thank you so much for calling and reminding me of that. So now we have mayors who are taking the stance that if you gather in large groups, especially at homes or businesses, they're going to turn off your power and water. Excuse me, you pay the bills. That is tyrannical government as much as I've ever seen it. Let's go back to the talk and text and check in with Greg this morning. Quickly, Greg, NRA and masks, two different topics.
Right. Hi. I got a little stage fright here.
That's okay.
First of all, Monica, I agree with your entire stance on the masks and COVID and the whole ball of wax. Okay. I'm curious. Did you ever listen to Tom Sullivan?
Oh, yeah.
You hear how he's constantly telling everybody that is against masks are imbeciles and stupid?
Yeah. I mean, everybody has the right to their opinion. I mean, I'm a huge fan of Greg Gutfeld, but now Greg Gutfeld is pushing the masks. And it's like, it's okay. If he wants to be uneducated, that's fine.
It's just interesting that your network has this diverse stance on it. So that's that statement. On to the NRA. I was very close to volunteering for the Sisolak recall petition.
Mm-hmm.
And for one reason or another, I wasn't able to do it the first time around. And I was talking with a woman who was kind of in charge of signing people up. And I said, well, why don't you talk to the NRA? Since Sisolak is so down on firearms and everything else, why doesn't the NRA get involved and help us get the word out to local NRA members to go out and vote against Sisolak? And she says they won't do it. And that just kind of ticked me off, you know, without knowing the political reasons. It just seems like the NRA, I'm an NRA life member. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, what are your thoughts on if it's a fact that the NRA won't help us with the Sisolak problem?
Greg, it's the same reason that the Republicans, all the Republican elected officials except for one in Elko, they don't want anything to do with the recall effort. You know, they'll show up at events or something like that, but they're not going to sign the petition. Because they put it as we have to go along to get along. You know, we can't sign something like that. So I believe it shows people their true colors. And that's where you have to make the decision, you know, who do you support? What do you support? When we see something from the left as harmful to the state of Nevada and to the state of our freedoms and our liberties as Sisolak, I need to stop calling him governor because that's too good of a title for him. People need to make their choices. That's like Tom Sullivan. He has his opinion. You have to make yours. You have to do your research. You cannot rely on the media to what's going on. The internet.
I don't.
The internet is an amazing thing. And you can
right.
find out all kinds of things about the NRA. And that's why I say we've known about Wayne LaPierre for years. But it is.
What
up.
Do you mean? What have we known? What have we known about him?
Oh, he lives a lavish lifestyle on the memberships.
On income.
Yeah. And not, you know, what he has just paid. What he has put into his retirement plan, unbeknownst to the board of directors, you know, but these are all internal things that they have to take care of. So if they decisions, go ahead.
Do you think Oliver North was correct?
I think he was. I've met Oliver North and I think he's an honorable man. You know, he's made mistakes, but everybody makes mistakes. But when you are taking an average of $21 million a year above and beyond what you're paid and allotted, there's something wrong there. When people are
right.
begging, when they're begging us for money so they can do lawsuits or facilitate something else for the gun owners, for the association, there over 3 years is $64 million that you could have spent on something else. Now, I get it. He needs higher security. He's one of the most hated men in America on the left. But not $64 million. So, Greg, you know, it's us as the members who have to write into the board of directors and who have to get things fixed. Greg, thank you so much for overcoming your stage fright and being a part of the conversation. We'll be back right after this. Carol, Kelly, hang on the line on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, KKFT.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And I know we talk about and discuss serious issues that other people don't want to address. So to the CarsonNow.org and all the other media outlets out there that, you know, rely pretty much on their news talking about all the different fundraisers that are going on around the community. And this article is just a joke that I was just listening at. Carson City Health and Human Services addresses facts, myths surrounding COVID-19. Take a look at that article, and we'll talk about that on Monday. Give you a little bit of time to digest it, because it's just a bunch of BS. Why did we not close down this country or the world when three times as many people were dying just a few years ago from H1N1? Were we reporting then the deaths from people? They say that if you die from a shotgun wound or something in the article here, it's not listed as a COVID-19 death. That's bull. Even Dr. Birx herself has admitted that these statistics are wrong and that people are being listed that way, that that's what they are dying from. These numbers are a bunch of BS. Why? Why are they not listening to the CDC and the WHO now, who have completely backtracked all of this? Because they would have to open up the state. Where does the Health and Human Services get their money from? They get it from the state, the hospitals. You better do what we say or you don't get your money. Let's go back to the talk and text lines quickly. Carol's on the line. Carol, I am so proud of you. You have a Trump sign in your front yard?
Well, it's more than that. I also wear a Trump hat around town.
Yay!
But I had one Trump sign, and a guy in a silver gray pickup stopped. My dog alerted me, and he stole it. And so I went down to the Republican Center and got a bigger and better and larger Trump sign and attached it to a thorny bush, so it's not easy to just jump out and pull out of my yard. But that's not the problem. My neighbor had a Trump sign and little American flags in her yard, mm-hmm. and her Republican friends told her, take all of that out because you're going to get in trouble for having those. And she told me yesterday, you got to take that sign down, you got to take your American flag down. And I said, absolutely not. I refuse to let the terrorists win by making me take my beliefs, my free speech, out of my yard. And I just wanted to let you know that that's going on. People are pulling their signs for fear of what's going on.
They're pulling their American flags, too. Because it has put it's been a viral sensation on, you know, social media, that to put an American flag anywhere around your home shows your support for Trump and your patriotism. And that's what the anarchists, that's how they find the houses that they are going to target. So, yes.
Well, I'm sorry. You know. Target away. I am not going to take down my freedom of speech in my own front yard.
Carol, you are my hero.
The other thing about the COVID, the hospitals get paid if a patient dies from the COVID.
And they
get
three times
extra amount of money.
And they get three times as much as if they can get somebody on a ventilator.
Yep.
It's all about
yep.
the money, Carol. It's all about money and which side you support. And it is just, it really is disgusting. Carol, thank you so much.
If you hear about my house burning down, I'll give you a call. Or if you don't hear about it, I'll give you a call. But I'll be damned.
I want to know how this works out for you. Carol, thank you so much. God bless you. And thank you so much for standing up for what you believe in. You know, we're being charged a lot more with all of the stimulus, these trillion-dollar packages that they're putting together, than it's going to cost us to fix a window, repaint something. It's all about diversion, division and diversion. We'll be back. Pete, Kelly, sorry. We'll be back after this Fox News update here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, your show. This is about you and your thoughts and not necessarily your feelings, because we have to get back to thinking, not feeling, especially when it comes to the decisions that our lawmakers are coming up with. Let's go back to the talk and text lines at 884-9910. Check in with Pete this morning. Hi, Pete.
Hi, Monica. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. You want to talk about tomorrow's protest?
Yeah, I missed your show the last 2 days due to family issues. Just wanted to update. And I heard a rumor yesterday I wanted to ask you about.
Okay, well, tomorrow's clash or whatever you want to call it is already starting. We just got a call not too long ago from Sam that they're already setting up and putting things in place. The vans are there. And this is how important this issue is to the community, because they have to ship all these people in from out of the area to wreak havoc on what's going on. So there is a large area that has been sectioned off. So if you plan on participating, I would say get there early, but I'd say now get there when you get there, because you have to remember the anarchists or the BLM members that are also Antifa members, they change their clothes and the havoc usually comes after dark. It didn't necessarily happen that way in Reno, but, you know, from what I've seen going on in different locations, that's when the real problems start, is after dark. And I don't want to make anybody afraid. I just want to make sure you are prepared. And let me tell you.
So
go ahead.
No, who is setting up now, BLM or us?
No, BLM's setting up now. I've heard from a number of different militia groups, because there's more than one here in the area, that they will be there setting up at about 7:30 in the morning. I've heard from others that'll be there at 10. It depends on when you want to go down and when you want to participate. I've just been telling people to make sure you wear comfortable clothes, you have some sort of protection. Remember, we are an open carry state, so be like Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Just remember, they will be there antagonizing you to do something. So protect yourself with non-lethal means. That's, you know, pepper spray, mace, same thing, bear spray, whatever you need to keep people away from you. And if you can, take a little fire extinguisher for later in the evening, just in case they get out of line. You know, there was a picture or the video of a woman just last night at a protest in Seattle. They were starting fires again at the police precinct there. And she came out of her apartment with a little household fire extinguisher, and they tried blocking her. I posted this on my Facebook site. They tried to block her, but she put out the fire that they started. So it's us taking care of our community. Exactly. Good for her. I'm just glad they didn't hurt her.
I had a lady stop by yesterday, a Trump supporter. I got my sign.
Oh, good.
And she's the one that she told me about the Northern Nevada militia being there. And I just wanted to confirm that. That's good.
Yeah. There will be.
And I better not drive my truck. It's hot rodded and I have flag graphics on it.
It will probably be damaged. Yeah. So as they have laid things out, the South Zone is for BLM, for Black Lives Matter groups, because they're trying to keep them separated. The North Zone, that is the free speech zone, I believe that's the one on Water Street. Waters is the BLM. Okay, the parking lot in front of the sheriff's department is the counter protest to the Black Lives Matter group. So,
okay.
And then media is in between. Okay.
So they're not going to be at the library. They're going to be at the sheriff's department.
Yeah, they're going to be at the sheriff's department in Minden.
Oh, okay.
Or around
it. That makes me, because the library is in residential, and that kind of concerned me.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that they have a tendency to wander when they're all dressed in black, and you know they have a tendency to be mischievous. So, Pete, just be prepared.
Yeah,
so, thank you for calling the show, Pete. Let's get back to the phone lines and check in with Kelly this morning. Kelly wants to talk about Truckee water meters. Kelly, what's up?
Oh, there's a concern on the street in the town of Truckee, and maybe it's happening over in your neck of the woods, and people just aren't talking about it. But they deployed smart meters on the water utility, as well as the gas, that are battery operated. And unbeknownst to them, the batteries started failing after half of their life, 5 years or something. And now the water utility is billing people at an estimated rate. And so Lord only knows how much water they're using up there. And I just didn't want people to be, sidetracked or distracted from all these other horrible things that are going on. In addition to the public utility double-ending people by not only, shutting things off or remotely, turning them on and off, but it's just, they're stupid, and I'm just grateful that you folks are getting together and get in a group and pray, be praying, folks, when you're out there. I love the photos of the Bundys praying before the, malarkey went down, and glad to pass things along to your neighbors in the South.
Thank you, Kelly. Appreciate it. Yeah, the Truckee water meters that we had the big argument with smart meters here just the last couple of years. So that's just another way of control, making sure you don't use any more or, well, hell. Going further than that, now they even have them on personal wells. It's just, it's getting crazy, and we are letting it happen. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Kitschy this morning. Hi, Kitschy. Thanks for calling the show.
Good morning, Monica. Thanks for having me on. Well,
so
I wanted to tell you about a guy named Craig that has an alternative media website.
Uh-huh.
And he did a petition day before yesterday to ask Trump to stop mandatory masks. He got 1,000 signatures in one day and already sent it off.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah,
so
Kitschy,
all over doing a lot of stuff.
I have talked with so many business owners and blue in the face because everywhere I go, I don't wear a mask. And I talk to these trusted business owners that I know, and they're in a rock and a hard place. They are so stressed because this is such a paralyzing and polarizing issue that they don't know what to do. If they don't require masks and they get fined, they get their business license attacked. It's complete and utter intimidation from the state of Nevada, from the counties, from the cities. And until we all stand up, until we say no, no more masks, the businesses, you do what you have to do. But the people have to do what they're going to do.
They have a contract with the state and county that they're going to perform in a certain manner.
Yeah.
And the government, Sisolak, I can't find any place in 414 where he can walk into a business and shut it down or fine somebody if they're not wearing a mask. I can't find that in the law.
There isn't. He's just doing what he wants. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thanks for taking my call, Monica. I wish you
thanks,
a great
Kitchy.
Weekend.
Thanks, Kitchy, for calling in. I think it's going to be a very interesting weekend, but I'm going to make it a great weekend. I'm going to have to drag my house guests down to Gardnerville and show them what a beautiful place it is and what a beautiful place Minden is and participate if I can, just even for a few minutes in the protest. I mean, it takes me an hour to get there and an hour back home, so even if I can just spend a few minutes there, I got to make sure that I'm showing my support as well. Speaking of the Gardnerville festivities and the Minden festivities tomorrow, Vance is on the line, and I know Vance's plans have changed, and you're going to be there? Vance, are you with us? Oh, I lost. Yeah. Okay, I lost Vance, so let's go to Linda. Linda Thompson working her tail off, but we need to get an update on the volunteer situation so we can get this recall petition going. What's happening, Linda?
Hi, Monica. How are you doing today?
Just great.
I wanted to let everybody know we are at approximately 1,000 volunteers now. We are very close to our total minimums, and we have a little competition going on right now between Clark and Washoe. Clark had to have 800 volunteers. Washoe needed 250. They are both neck and neck right now. 139 and 122 is what they need. So it's going to be who's going to get the volunteers first, Washoe or Clark? And they will be the final deciders as to when we can drop the petition.
That is fantastic. How many more do we need for Washoe County?
122.
Okay, we need 122 volunteers to step forward in Washoe County so we can get this recall petition going. If you want to find out more, contact Linda and the group at fightfornevada.com. Also, the Recall Sisolak face page, and get signed up to be a volunteer to collect these signatures. It's not hard work. Sitting at tables at different events, it's not hard work. So please get on board. Stop saying you want Sisolak recalled and actually do something. Linda Thompson, thank you so much for all of your hard work that you're putting into this. And we'll get this done without the help without the help of the Republican politicians. But we will get this done as the people. All right. One quick note here, a couple of quick notes as we're going to have to close the lines for tomorrow. If you are being in the counter protest, wear long pants and long sleeve shirts and a hat that keeps the sun off of you. It softens the blow, and wear a big smile so you do not divert limited law enforcement resources. That is so true. Smile, smile, smile. It's the Nick Sandman's approach. If you don't know who Nick Sandman is, he is the young boy who has now become a multimillionaire from lawsuits against CNN and all the other mass media because they portrayed him as an antagonist, instigator, when a chieftain was pounding his drum in his face, and all he did was stand there and smile, but he was the bad guy. Let's try to get Vance on. Is Vance with us? Vance, I think
Hello,
I heard
can you.
You
hear me?
There, you are. So you're going to be at the counter protest?
Yeah, the plan A, our Bikers Barbecue got canceled, but so I'll be down at Douglas County. And some final thoughts, all right? Okay, people of Douglas County, people of Nevada, what you essentially have in the BLM are home and Antifa are home invaders. These people do not live here. We are defending our homes, our businesses, and our families. Now, the briefing, they the people who have kind of organized this thing have said, we don't want you to open carry your long guns. Well, I and an associate of mine will be bringing our long guns, but we will be leaving them in our vehicle for the time being. Now, you folks,
you should never leave. Vance, I know you're older and you're more wiser than I am, but I do not believe you should ever leave a long gun unattended in your vehicle, because these people have no problem breaking into cars.
Yeah, well, it's going to be covered up. Now I'm going to figure out where to park away from these jerkwads. Anyways, you mentioned after dark. All right, folks, be prepared. Guard your businesses, guard your home, and let these jokers know we mean business. All right, we need at least 4,000 to 10,000 people from Douglas County and the surrounding area to show up.
Just like Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
Overwhelming force. Okay?
Well, it could go both ways, Vance. This could cancel the 15th event that they plan on having next Saturday. And it could also turn back to where, well, we need to get more people in here, and they fly and they van in more people. So it could go either way.
Then we do the same. We do the same. We live here. This is our home. These people are home invaders. They are criminals, and they should be treated as such. The people of Douglas County have every right to stop these people before they get into town.
Hey, New York is stopping people at different streets and making them, you know, covert COVID checkpoints. But Vance, I got to let you go. I got to end the show, and I appreciate your passion and your enthusiasm. Just got a quick email. Does Sheriff Coverly want you to show up tomorrow? Yes, he does. He wants you to be there and show your support. Also, there are two zones. There's a zone for the BLM, there's a free speech zone for them, and there's a free speech zone for those who are in the counter protest. If you are in the counter protest, which means you support law enforcement, you back the badge, you support Sheriff Coverly, then your zone is right in front of the sheriff's office in the parking lot. The speech zone for BLM is on Water Street. That is being coordinated and kind of shut off there, blocked off. So the media will be in between. Know your places. Know your places. And don't let these thugs, these anarchists, these Marxists get the best of you. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live, local FM Talk. KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy Friday. I'm so glad you spent whatever time you could with me today. Answer today's poll question. If you've got any time, should the NRA just close up shop where it's at in New York and move to another state like Texas and give up the nonprofit status and just get out of there and tell prosecutors to go pound sand? Nissan of Carson City brings you today's poll question. Yesterday's poll question, do you agree with the Trump campaign suing Nevada for the mail-in ballot law? 95% of you saying yes. We need federal help. We need the big guns. We need the big money. We're a small state, a lot of people unemployed, still haven't gotten their checks, some like 20,000 people. It's ridiculous. We need help because the left is just destroying this state. And their leader in chief, Governor Sisolak, just makes it worse at every single step. Now signing a proclamation that racism is a health crisis. What? How can an attitude be a health crisis. Got a question from Paul, wondering about coverage on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk from our standpoint. Jerry will be there. He will be broadcasting live tomorrow from the sheriff's office. So please, if you want to know what's going on in Douglas County tomorrow during the protests, we will be bringing you updates and we will be bringing you the information. Because we are not going to let people go uninformed with the truth about what's really going on in Douglas County with the BLM. Too many people cow down to them, and we won't do it. I love you. Have a great weekend. Be safe overall.